You guys.
So listen, what my kid said to me last night, 16-year-old son, remember how I told you that 16-year-old lacrosse players are apparently really, really into moccasins?
Yeah.
This is a thing. So last night, in advance of the weather forecast for today here in Indianapolis, because it's going to be rain, he was excited genuinely to wear his My Slippers moccasins to school today. Like, excited enough where he was talking about it. Like, and I was like, wait, are you going to do our commercial for us?
Because there's no rain? Is that because there's no
rain? No, because it is going to rain today. So it's not going to be like this beautiful sunny day like yesterday.
Right.
And so he wants something warm and kitten fur squeezy technology around his feet.
Oh.
And he was like that excited about it that he mentioned
it. A little weird. A little weird.
But I mean.
But teenagers are weird. You know,
and it speaks to the amazing quality of the MyPillow slipper.
And the kitten squeezing technology that is the MyPillow slipper. You guys have got to get yourself some MyPillow slippers. Do you have the thing, Mock? Put it up on
the
screen. There it is.
It's right there.
You guys have to use the code. What's the code, Mock? Use the code, you guys. Use the code. Shelly's on the treadmill right now. Shelly, you are good.
Wow. Don't forget, if you are listening right now and not watching, the number to call to use code CHICKS, 1-800-875-0513. Go to MyPillow.com. That's the other option. You can do either of those things and get 40%
off
of your slippers, your slip-ons or your moccasins. Either way, and there's all the colors. All the colors.
Yeah, I kind of want to get a black pair now. I'm feeling like I need to get something a little more rocker and get the black pair.
I'm a little more formal for your formal outfits.
Yeah, a little more formal so I can wear them with my evening gowns.
Right. I mean, it goes. It would go really well.
Absolutely.
It would go really,
it would
really
go.
Well.
Hello. Yeah, totally.
So who's staying up tonight for the big joint Congress address? Who's gonna do that?
What time does it start? What time does it start,
Mom? 9.
Why do they do this to us? Why do they always
why do they do it to him?
Like,
he can't stay up that late. Do they even know what they're
doing?
Guy,
he's gonna be so pumped full of crap to keep him awake. You know that. And he's and his like little squinty eyes that have had so much surgery around here. But you know his eyes are gonna be like propped open by some sort of unnatural substance. Because there's
no way.
He's going to be able to stay up past 9 o'clock, but past 8 o'clock. Let's all get real. He doesn't stay up past 8 o'clock.
And to be fair, I can't either, but I'm not trying to address Congress.
Right. You're not the president of the United States, and you're also not 78 years old.
True.
So let's discuss what he's going to discuss this evening. There's a plethora of things that he's going to discuss. He's going to pitch a $1.8 trillion plan that includes free universal pre-K. Liberals have been wanting this forever. 2 years of paid college tuition. Who's going to pay for that?
It's free. Didn't you hear it's free?
Oh, that's
it's
right.
So nobody.
Comes from unicorn farts and puppy kisses. That's right. All right.
Yeah.
12 weeks of family leave and extended tax cuts for low and middle income workers. This is what he's going to be discussing this evening. So free college, right? Free universal pre-K. And it's $1.8 trillion. Where do you think that money comes from?
The sky.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know what?
You know where it is? It's from all the people stapling money to the clouds.
All the money stapled to the clouds.
He's just going
to
unstaple it.
Right.
And he's going to be pouring it out.
I get so, like, this is the thing. Well, that's climate change. This is what I always say about climate change is just we're stapling money to the clouds. So all the money that's stapled to the clouds is just going to fall. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Like it's just going to fall. But I get so enraged by this crap because, like, we're broke. So if we were and nobody cares about that, right? They don't care. So if we were just a personal household and we were all sitting at the kitchen table, right? And we were talking about our personal finances and we were broke.
And you had like a debt clock in your kitchen that was showing how broke you were.
We wouldn't be like, hey, let's go ahead and buy a pool and buy a really expensive car. Let's go get a Mercedes and let's go get, you know, something else that's really super expensive. And let's like have this tick list of items that we're going to go buy. We wouldn't do that. This is precisely what liberals do. They just get the tick list and they start like saying all these things that they want to buy. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's fine, you know, because taxpayers, right?
Because it's just a blank. He just has a blank checkbook. He doesn't understand where the money actually comes from. And unfortunately, neither do people.
Right.
People are just dumb like, people. Oh, free childcare. That sounds amazing. They don't understand that that has to be paid for somehow.
But dumb people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Dumb people. I understand.
Well, think about how many there are of those.
A lot of dumb people. I mean, I understand completely where the money comes from because I look at my paycheck and it hurts me. I mean, I've even explained this to my 11-year-old daughter. She understands, like, taxes. She already understands how unfair it is. She's mm-hmm. just like, well, that seems unfair that the government takes that much money out of your paycheck. Yeah, it is unfair. Just wait until you start working and they start taking it out of your paycheck. This is why you're going to be a Republican one day, honey. It's really unfair. So this is what they're going to be. He's going to be discussing tonight.
He's not going to be in any kind of reality. I mean, that's the thing is that it's just a bunch of look at what we're going to give you. We're going to give you all these things and you're going to be taken care of. And people inexplicably want that. Yeah. I don't understand the people that are like, yes, I want no personal responsibility whatsoever. Please just do everything for me.
I want to just give you more and more of my hard-earned money for all of this bull crap. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity.
But remember, like back in the day where I would force myself to stay up for these kinds of things because I felt an obligation to be prepared to talk about it on the air?
You're not going to do it?
No. There's just absolutely no way I'm staying up that late to watch some bumbling, demented fool talk about a parallel universe. I just can't do it. I cannot.
Right. Well, you know exactly. The thing is, it's all predictable. You know exactly what he's going to say. I mean, it's the same old crap, just a different person.
And you know, only 200 people total get to be there. That's it.
Really?
So normally the president will speak in front of about 1,200. That's how many can fit into that house floor, you know, the house. And this time, not even all Congress people are invited. So out of 535 Congress people, 200 get to come. Do you think he's going to have a Republican there?
Oh,
maybe one
God.
Or two tokens, maybe like the minority leaders. But that's it. No one else is going to be there except for his most ardent supporters, probably. There's not even going to be guests. Like normally, you remember how Melania would have like a box full of guests?
Right.
Jill will be there. She's not allowed to have any guests because they're still so wound up about COVID.
Okay, so the rebuttal is going to be by Tim Scott, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'll be good. That's the thing. I definitely want to see that, but I'm not going to wait up for it.
No,
I'll watch it early tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just can't.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the transcript of the speech comes out in advance of it so that I can read it and know like what sound bites I really am interested in for the morning. But yeah, I just can't. There is just no way I'm going to sit through that bull crap.
I got it.
And then
you guys,
did you see him come out yesterday for a press conference? There were a couple really crazy things that he said. First of all, he wore a mask outside immediately after the CDC came out with guidelines saying if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear masks outside.
Right.
And then he addressed that. Like somebody asked him at the end, they were like, you're wearing a mask outside right after these CDC guidelines came out. What message are you sending? And he was like, well, I wanted you guys to see me take it off and I'm not even going to put it back on until I get inside. He's crazy, you guys. He's crazy. And then the other thing that he did is he said, well, I'm going to take one more question, but oh man, I'm going to get into trouble. So he basically said out loud
that he's not allowed to do that.
He gets in trouble if he tries to take questions.
Uh-huh. Jen Psaki.
Loser.
Jen Psaki's laying down the law. Yeah. I got to tell you, listen, I get really, like you would say, bejiggity when I hear the words free college too. I get like, I know that there are a lot of millennials out there who are like, I got to want free college or I want better yet, they want their loans paid off.
Yeah.
Like I have huge problem with that. You know, my husband and I worked our asses off to pay for two kids to go through school. We have a third one to go. It's hard, really hard to do that. And there's a lot of sacrifice involved in that, but we did it. You know what I mean? And it's like, and so I think, okay, so now other people are going to get free college. We're going to pay for other people to go to school. No, no, that's not the way it works. That's not how any of this works. Like that is infuriating to me. It's not my responsibility to pay for other kids' college. It's not my responsibility at all. It's not my responsibility to pay for other people's debt. It's not my responsibility. Like this is, it's asinine. this whole notion of I should be paying for other people's college, I should be paying for other people's debt, not my problem.
But see, Democrats want, they want everyone as dependent on government as possible. And so whatever they can, whatever carrots they can dangle, that dumb people will be like, oh yeah, that sounds amazing.
The problem is that they're not dependent on government. They're dependent on me and you. That's what they're dependent on.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating. And it drives me mad. People, so many dumb people, you guys, so many dumb people out there.
Why won't Vice President Kamala Harris actually visit the border and see the crisis for herself? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I saw firsthand in Tijuana. I'll also be joined by war correspondent Michael Yon, who is reporting on migrants from the jungles of Panama. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see the chart that the CDC released in addition to their guidelines? The like picture chart of like when you can, if you're vaccinated, when you need to wear a mask and when you don't. So this was amazing because there's like all these activities that you might want to take part in. So for example, do you want to walk or run or bike outside with members of your family? If you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you've not been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. So it goes down the line, right? The only difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated people, the only two differences are if you want to attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people. If you have the vax, you don't have to wear a mask. If you haven't been vaccinated, you do. And the other one is if you want to go to an outdoor restaurant with friends from multiple houses, the CDC is trying to tell you, you can only do that if you've been vaccinated and then you don't have to wear a mask. It's so asinine because I've been doing all the things, not wearing a mask as much as I freaking want. And so has any normal American who isn't a sheep.
Yeah.
This is so crazy.
And we'll continue to do that. So yes. Bite me.
Governor DeSantis is looking at that going, or you could just come to Florida and act like a normal free human being.
Right. And then
psychos.
And not only that, but here's another thing is that there was some jackhat that created that chart that was probably paid almost as much as Fauci to do that. Like totally. we paid some moron that much money. Like, you know, he's paid like three times as much as you and I get paid to do that stupid ass chart. This is the thing. And everybody who has any sense in their head, who has more common sense than that, you know, I don't know, scientist, is going to be like, to that chart.
I know. Honestly. So dumb. My parents are coming to town this evening. Super, super excited because they're coming from Tucson. And so I'm super excited because we're basically going to celebrate Mother's Day early.
That's nice.
But speaking of Mother's Day, you guys, if you are looking for a gift for your mama, we have the perfect idea for you. Okay. Are you ready for this jelly? You can go to, the company is Chamonix. And Chamonix has a brand called Genucel. You can see on your screen right now how to spell it. It's Genucel. And they have the most amazing products. And right now, if you want to try some of their products just in time for Mother's Day, you get 10% off your order and you get free XV cream, which you to have it.
I have some right here because I use it. That's it. That's the cream. It's a pretty big thing of it, too. I use this stuff every night. I love it. It's fantastic. It's really thick, too.
Open it.
I'll open it and show you. It's super thick. See?
It's like super luxurious.
It's like really, really thick. It's really awesome. So I use it all the time. And then they also, this stuff I use, too. It's like the jawline stuff. I don't know if you can see it. I use that. Yeah. And then this is like their stuff that they're known for. It's the plant stem cell stuff that people, I don't know. Mock uses the, or you've used like the, the stuff that comes in like the little jar that's like really
the
thin.
The plant stem cell. It's called, because they have that. What you just showed is like your daily use for puffiness under your eyes. But they also have the immediate effects, which is like this little tiny container and you just dot it under your eyes and it's tingly and cold and it just goes Like it just sucks everything in.
Right.
It's amazing, you guys.
Anyways, it's fantastic stuff. So if you guys are, if you're skincare people, if you're not, you should totally try it. And we have all the information below. It's lovegenucell.com/chicks. Enter code chicks and get 10% off. Do this for your mama.
Do it for your mama.
Listen, roses are great. Chocolate is great. Skincare is better.
And if you feel like, well, what if my mom thinks I'm trying to say that she needs skincare? Then get her one of the amazing other products that are more like spa related, right? Like a luxury treat yourself kind of product, like a microdermabrasion thing, which is one of my favorite things.
Right.
They have so many different options and packages that you can try. So lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, code chicks. And again, that is from Chamonix. Anyway, so did you hear that Hunter Biden is going to be at Tulane University instructing students about media bias, you guys?
He's That's
going
right.
to teach a class.
Hunter Biden's going to do that. Hunter Biden's going to do that, you guys.
What world are we living in?
I don't know. Hunter Biden, the give my dad your guns. Look at the guy that posted his underwear. This, okay, does he have an education? Did he go to, he was a lawyer. Wow, he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was sort of like, who was the lawyer that was the porn lawyer? What was his name?
Porn lawyer.
Can you guys remember porn lawyer? What was his name?
Oh, Avenatti?
Avenatti. He reminds me, he's like that sleazy.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of like that in that level of lawyery kind of like that.
I forgot about Avenatti.
You totally forgot about him, didn't you?
I did. I totally forgot about
him. He's sort of like the essence is sort of like Scaramucci-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Like that essence. It's like Avenatti and Hunter Biden and Scaramucci.
Who are the people that would sign up for that? Like, just because if you're that person and you just have like endless money to take classes for no reason,
right?
I would do it like out of pure, just morbid curiosity.
Bingo. That's exactly
But like not to actually take a class from
but,
him.
But that's what people are going to do. People are going to do it because of morbid curiosity. And he's going to make, he'll make a salary. If he's doing it as like, an adjunct professor or whatever, this is the thing. They're probably paying him an exorbitant salary to do this because he is who he is. And he'll draw like a huge crowd to this class. Because this is the thing. It's going to be like a total shit show is what it's going to be. It's going to be like, and people are going to go and they're going to be like, oh my God, it's Hunter Biden. They're not going to go to learn anything. They're going to go because they want to see the spectacle, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because I can't imagine, what does he have to, why are they not having Trump teach a class on media bias? He's like a legit expert and also victim of it.
You can't talk about Trump anymore.
That's right.
We can't talk about Trump.
You're not allowed to do that.
Bobby said that Hunter excelled in his oral briefs. That is fantastic, Bobby. I see what you did there.
It's Tulane, Manuel. It's Tulane University.
And Tulane. We have a friend that went to Tulane.
We do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that our friend Lisa went to Tulane for law school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to ask her what she thinks about this because this is like, I would be embarrassed if I went to Tulane Law School and then this guy was teaching there. I would be like, what are you doing, alma mater?
It's just so dumb. Right. So dumb. I only have one TikTok to show today, but it's a parody of Kamala Harris and what it would look like if she visited the border. Are you ready?
Yes. I can't wait.
Everybody following COVID procedures? Okay. Oh my gosh, it's packed like sardines in here.
That's exactly what it's going to be like. And then after she's done, she'll be like, I've been dying to get here. I've been wanting so bad to get here. I've just been so busy cooking and stuff.
Yesterday, they said on the news that she was going to a border town finally, but it was the border town in Ohio and Kentucky. And like nobody knew why. There was just something on her schedule about her visiting Ohio, like a border town in Ohio, and no agenda. She's just going.
She's just going? Okay. Like just for giggles, she's just going to a border town there.
I just...
All right. These,
her and Biden are the most useless people that have ever existed in government.
And they get the most friendly press.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The press for them has been the most benevolent. They love them. They fawn all over them. They act like they're the best thing since sliced bread. You know, it's like, oh my God, they're so great. They're just so great. And the love stories between them and their spouses, they're just so great.
Oh my God,
I just can't deal. But that's,
I cannot.
That's what we have now.
Oh, and some celebrity news. Britney Spears is expected to speak at her next conservatorship hearing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like she apparently has requested to speak on her own behalf.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. There's been a push for her to be free.
I mean,
I think that the judge will probably free her or whatever it is that means, like in whatever capacity that is, because there's been such a publicity or a public cry for her to be free, you know, to free Britney.
Maybe, but like all you need as evidence of her mental instability is her own videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, but it's still, if she's a grown woman, look how many people in Hollywood have control of their own finances and they're all mental.
True.
I mean, she should have control of her own life. I don't care if she does stupid videos, you know, she should have control of her finances and her own life. I totally think that she should have, her dad shouldn't have control of her money. You know,
yeah.
It's ridiculous that he does. It's ridiculous that he controls her life. That I, you know, listen, I really don't, I shouldn't care so much about Britney Spears. Like but the fact that he controls her money is ridiculous. I mean, it's America, man.
It made sense when she was legit going crazy and was institutionalized.
Right.
But I mean, it's how many years later? It's like 13 years later.
Exactly. He gives her an allowance. I mean, come on. Give me a break. I have a huge problem with that. Look at all the people right now that you can see across the American landscape that could be perceived as kind of cuckoo.
Yeah.
And they're loaded. You know, it's like, and you
like
think
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B manages her own money.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, there are probably a lot of people that would say that Elon Musk probably says some sketch things once in a while.
I mean, he's a little out there.
He can say some sketch things. I don't think he's crazy at all. I think he's brilliant. But there are people who would probably say he says some things that are inappropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line between saying weird things, doing weird things, being kind of off, you know, off center, right? Like being a little bit quirky, because she's quirky. You know, it's just, okay. You could, like, she's... But I mean, I think she'd be able to manage her own money. And you know, if she spends herself into oblivion, well, then she MC Hammers it. It's her business, right? She spends it. Don't you think that's her business? I think
it's
her business.
I mean, the whole thing is super weird. And right. I haven't had the benefit of seeing the Hulu documentary. I'm dying to see it, but I don't have the Hulu. So I can't see it.
I have the Hulu now. I should probably watch it.
You should report back.
I will. I need to watch it. I need to do it because my daughter, like, we're always together. I wonder if it's probably not appropriate to watch around an 11-year-old. I don't know.
Maybe it would be like a good story to say, here's how not to live your life. She definitely, I mean, she's not well. I don't think she's well.
So does Kanye, and he manages his own money.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is I don't understand if they just have to prove that whatever circumstances that existed when they took over her finances, if those circumstances continue to persist, they probably will keep the conservatorship in place. I just don't think it should be her dad.
I was going to say, maybe it shouldn't be her dad because I feel like he's not doing it well. Like, and
Karen says you can watch it with an 11-year-old.
Okay. All right. So, well, then thank you, Karen. I'm going to watch it with her. You know, okay.
It'll be a cautionary tale.
a cautionary tale. Don't become a pop star and do this.
Right. This is what happens when you get famous and weird. Like, right. This is...
I think a business manager would be probably a better option for her, because it just, the whole thing is icky. When your parents like start, when when anybody in your family starts managing your money, I think it gets a little bit weird, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start like it. The whole thing, it just becomes very incestuous and strange to me.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, does a stranger probably has more incentive to like rip you off, you know, than a family member?
I think her dad, is ripping her off, isn't he?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know enough about what her complaints are against him, other than because I understood it, he took like $100,000 salary. It wasn't like he, you know what I mean? Which is a lot, but it's not so crazy. Like, it's not like he's paying himself $5 million a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's giving himself a salary to manage her everything, her business, her estate, her, all of her things.
I need to watch it.
You know. Did you remember yesterday when we mentioned that Liz Cheney was thinking about running for president?
Yeah.
Did you hear that Trump released a statement and basically said, he said the only reason she's doing that is because her poll numbers are so low for her current House race that she's looking for a way out.
I saw that this morning. I know. It's like he's still piping in about this stuff. It's so fantastic. It's just the greatest thing.
God, that cracks me up.
Where is he tweeting from? Like, does he have a...
He just releases statements from his office and then knows that people will, you know, get them viral.
Okay. I was going to say, like, does he have a different... Like, did he ever get a different account, or how's that working?
I don't know. Does anybody know if he's on Parler, like his official account, if he's an official part of Parler or not? I don't know. Somebody mentioned that he's going to be on Dan Bongino's show today. So...
Love it.
Yeah. So that should be fun.
He needs to come on our show.
I would love that.
Right. We need have an in to Trump's camp? He needs to come on. He would have so much fun talking to us.
Yeah, he would.
So much fun.
We would be irresistible.
We need to have him. We need to have Don Jr. I think Don Jr. would love our show.
I know, but they are so hard to reach anymore.
I mean, it's a little early, but you know he's up. You know he's up walking around.
Those guys don't sleep.
Right.
They do not sleep.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. I know you got to go.
I do. I got to get going. I got to take a kid to school. But
don't forget to get your pillow stuff. Don't forget to get your Chamonix. All code chicks.
Yeah. Bobby said he is on Parler. That's pretty cool.
And Telegram. We're not on Telegram.
God, there's so many now. Okay. That's fantastic. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a great day. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
House Republicans stay tough on Iran, and President Biden reacts to the Chauvin verdict by declaring all of us racist. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll get you caught up on the news and give you some laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.